Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 119 for August 3rd, 2006, the Logitech G15 gaming keyboard. And now, get ready for Dick! Welcome back, my friends, to the Daily GizWiz. Every day, a new gadget, a new story from our friend and mentor, Dick DiBartolo, the man who puts the G-Wiz back in the gadget.
Okay, I see another slogan, but no lawsuit this time.
No, I don't think anybody has that one. He puts the G-Wiz back in the GizWiz.
Wow. Wow, that's really nothing.
Not at all. Nothing at all. Terrible, in fact.
By the way, don't forget, this is Thursday. Tomorrow's Back to the Warehouse Friday. But next week.
Next week.
Will be the first Turn the Table Tuesday, where you come up with the gadget. And I sit back and just humiliate you. I'm looking forward
you mock
to this.
Me. You mock me.
So okay. But today's gadget is from Logitech. And are you a gamer? Do you play games?
I love to game. You bet.
Oh, do you know about the G15 keyboard?
No, it's now, a gamer's
is,
keyboard?
Is, it's a gamer's keyboard from Logitech. It has 18 extra programmable keys on the left side. And Leo, it has its own little LED screen built right into the keyboard.
What would you do with that?
At the top. It can show you constant scores. Oh. You can use it as a clock. You can use it to bring up the percentage of the processor you're using. And it's backlit in blue. You can go into the program and adjust the brightness of the blue that shines through the keys. You can bring up a little LCD clock, and you can either have an analog clock, a digital clock. It's really neat.
Now,
it's
called, the games must, in order for a game to use it, how do they? Oh, I know. I bet it comes with definitions for a bunch of games.
It does.
That's how they would do it.
Yeah, it comes with its own little software package. It's about, I think the street is, I think it's 80, but I think the street it's going for less. And it's the G15, and I like the little auxiliary display. The thing is, since I don't game, the keyboard is, as I said, wider than the average keyboard. But if you're a gamer and you want in-game information on the little LCD screen or the clock, I use it for about a week.
You don't play games. You play
solitaire. No, I don't play games, but you know what?
Does it have a solitaire definition for it?
You know, I don't even play solitaire.
You don't do anything.
No, you know what? I play solitaire, but I cheat, and I annoy myself so much.
Stop cheating, Dick.
You're right. Well, you know what? I used to cheat, but now that I have the LookWorks camera, I can see that I'm cheating.
Oh, you catch yourself.
I catch myself.
So, so when you played with it, then you just kind of plugged it in and left it.
You know what I did? I just used the clock function.
No, I just think you're cute. Okay. I mean,
I'm sitting here, and all I can see is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I can only see 12 clocks from where I'm sitting. Oh, I'm sorry, 13, 14.
Why do you have so many clocks?
I like things with time.
Are you worried you're going to miss something?
No, but I like clocks. And I also have, I was going to do it as a Back to the Warehouse Friday. I have the first atomic clock.
Oh, really? Oh, that's neat. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at a picture of this. And this is, by the way, one of the things people complain about in this podcast, and I haven't really thought about a good way to solve this, is they want to see the images. Of course, the best thing to do is go to Dick's website where he has pictures of everything.
Right.
But I don't know how we could put it in the podcast, really.
Well, no, I know. Maybe the same person or persons emailed me, too.
Sure, I understand. You want to see the gadget.
Yeah. But the problem is, what percentage of our I remember, is it 88 million? How many listeners do we have?
87 million, I think.
87 million in America.
Right.
And then worldwide...
Billions.
Is it 1.2 billion?
Yeah. I mean, I forget. Who's counting?
Right. But I think outside, I think maybe just one billionth of them, which comes out to
this
three
guy.
People.
Some guy.
A guy in Nome, Alaska, who has a video iPod who wants these little things to come up. Yeah. No, it's difficult.
Because you're in New York, I'm in San Francisco. I mean, there is a way to do it. I've talked with Alex Lindsay, and we could have a camera crew come to your house. A camera crew. Yeah, see, there we're already you're laughing. And it would just, you know, be crazy. And the amount of work to crank this thing out would go through the roof. You'd have to
wear
makeup.
I'm trying to do as much work as possible for free.
Yes.
So if you know of anything else, perhaps perhaps we should act out
finger puppets.
Finger puppets, and you try to guess what the gadget is.
What we could do is make an enhanced podcast, but in order to do that, which would be cool, because if you're looking at it on an iPod or iTunes, pictures of the items would show up. But in order to do that, we'd have to stop. You know, that wouldn't be possible in an MP3. And this is an MP3. And we do MP3 because everybody can listen.
That's it.
And only iPod users and iTunes users can see the enhanced. So short of doing two versions, which I'm not sure I really want to do either, I guess the best thing to do is go to gizwizbiz.com. Dick always has pictures.
Yeah. And then there's always a link back to the manufacturer or a sales site. Yeah. Oh, Leo, I started adding. You know what? Our listeners are finding weirder and weirder stuff. So on the opening page of my website, I've started posting. There's a website where a guy customizes. He took a Logitech mouse and a Nokia cell phone and built a cell phone mouse. Now, I don't know why you want a cell phone mouse, but he built it. And if you have a second to go to my website.
I'm looking at it, yeah.
It's a German website. Look at the little figurine.
What's that?
Leo, when your buddy is online, that figurine stands up. Leo, when he leaves, he collapses.
He falls into a slump.
He just falls over.
Oh, that is funny. It's called the Availabot.
Yeah, and the whole website, there's a link there on my website, the whole website's in German, so I don't know if you can assign certain buddies to it, but it is just, and then I haven't posted it yet, there's a Japanese baseball player who was wearing the LED belt. And during the game, they would zoom in, and his belt was saying different slogans.
Oh, my. See, he must have listened to our podcast. He's one of the 1.3 billion.
Yeah. That's right.
He got the idea from us.
Yeah, from us. And what I decided is our friends over at Mego sent me some more. They sent me some Kingston Data Traveler 2 Plus.
We talked about that. That's the one where you put it in, and it remembers your settings.
Yes.
Using the Mego software, yeah.
They sent me a few more. So what I'm doing, instead of having a contest, and since it's so late in July, at the end of August, I'm just throwing in a hat the name of everybody who got something published on my website. And I'll pick three of them.
Send him wacky gizwiz gizzes.
Yeah.
And you might win a prize.
You might win a prize if it's published on my website.
How do people do that?
Dick@gizwizbiz.com.
Dick@gizwizbiz.com. And it could just be a link, or it can be, you know, a description.
Like that little, that guy, mostly a link so that others can find it. You know, the guy you said, Dick, remember that LED belt you told me about? Go here. So
right.
It's just, you know, short, succinct is good.
Excellent.
So, and as I said, the most mail ever was about, they come in every day, about that Radio Shack 100, the first computer.
People, you know, we should do more classic old computers. Do you have more in the gadget warehouse?
You know what? I don't, but someone is bemoaning the fact that we slighted, and you probably know more about this, the Sinclair.
Somebody, okay, look, you want a Sinclair, I'll have one sent to you. I'm not kidding. I got offers.
Wait a minute.
I got offers, man.
Right. Hey, did you get your radio? Did you win that?
You know, I thought I did, but then haven't gotten any notice. So I better go on eBay and see.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. Do you have a Sinclair?
No, but one of our listeners, Mike from Folsom, California, Right. I mean, like, it's like the Arthur Godfrey show. How are you? What? Mike from Folsom, California writes, he has a Sinclair and he'd like to donate it to the gadget warehouse to a good home.
Oh, okay.
So if you wanted to review the Sinclair was one of the very early computers. I don't think I slighted it, but I'll slight it now. It was a pretty limited computer. It didn't have a real keyboard. It had a membrane. But a lot of people started with a ZX, and I think that's probably, you know how it is. You have this nostalgic memory. If you ever played like those old Atari 2600 games, you would wonder, what were we thinking?
Yes.
Those things are primitive. But you played it as a kid, and you have this nostalgic memory of it. So, and I don't think, I'll be honest, I don't think the love for the Model 100 is pure nostalgia. That was a very cool computer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice keyboard, real keyboard.
And someone wrote in and said that Radio Shack kept making them into the 90s.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because so many newsmen loved it. I know, neither did I. Neither did I. But I told you one day I was walking through the park carrying my brand new Toshiba laptop, and there's a guy sitting there typing on a 100. This is about 60 years ago. And he said, I can't give up this machine. I'd love to have what you have, but I have such an affinity. Yeah,
sure. So. No, it looks like I lost the Model 100 computer. I didn't pay attention. I think I was outbid by a buck.
Oh.
The final winning bid was $46, and I should know. I was sniped. Let me see what my highest bid was. Because
I think your highest bid was $45.
It was. Son of a gun.
A buck.
They beat me by a buck. I could say a word that rhymes with buck.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
Nice save.
So just bad luck. But I see there are many other Model 100 auctions. Actually, one's up to now $100. So
yeah.
I missed a deal.
Someone sent me a depressing link, eBay link. They said, Dick, did you see this? Leo, for a long time, I think we still have like 10 foreign editions of Mad, but there was a Swedish edition, I don't know how many years ago, and the Swedish publisher came over to Mad and met everybody, and he brought all of us a little ball pen in a little container, and it said Mad on it. I mean, there was nothing Swedish about it. It was a pen that just said Mad on it. And I used the pen for a while, and the cartridge went bad, and I took the pen apart, thinking I'd get a new cartridge one day. And now I think I know where the top of the pen is, but don't know where the bottom of it is. Anyway, the link he sent me was for the Swedish pen in presentation case, and it was sold for $686.
You mean a Mad Magazine pen?
A Mad Magazine pen from Sweden. And as I said, there's no way to know it came from Sweden.
Right.
Sold for $686. And
you have probably a treasure trove. If somebody were to come to your house and just sift through it for Mad Magazine things, you probably have $1 million in there.
Retire. I could pay myself to do this podcast.
You could. You could stop doing it.
Someone else is.
Yeah. Hey. You're gonna. You know, as soon as we get a check from T-Mobile, you will get that $150. I promised.
Right. Okay.
It's in the mail.
In the mail. 80. What was it? 80% production cost. 10%.
No. 89%.
Oh, 89% production cost.
Yeah. And then and there's 10% goes to the agency. So you get 1%.
1%
minus the finder's fee.
Right. Okay.
Which is 90% of the 1%.
Right.
So you get 1/10 of 1%.
So since we have a sponsor, I've been paying.
Yeah, it actually costs you money, yeah.
It's actually cost me money. That's why I kind of hope no one else comes forward, because after T-Mobile finished, I'm flat.
Broke.
I need like a month to make some money so that we can take on another sponsor.
Actually, they're coming back on, and we are getting more sponsors. You know, I just read an article in CBS MarketWatch. Frank Bernacco, who's a columnist there, and I think a fan of many of the podcasts we do, wrote and MarketWatch is very prestigious financial.
Yeah, it is.
He wrote a column in which he said we should be making $1 million a year. And I almost irped up my coffee when I read that.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, he actually quoted me and said that some podcasts have 2 million downloads a month, and they should be making $1 million a year. We actually have the Twit Network has well over 3 million downloads a month. So I guess
I think that wasn't the last figure was like 3.2, right?
3.2 on AOL alone. So on AOL alone, and then there's a whole other series of podcasts that go off on other networks. So it's it may be close to 4 million if you add it all up. So I don't know. I don't know where this $1 million came from.
Maybe he's got it.
Maybe he kept it. But anyway, we're not really getting rich on this. In fact, the expenses of the podcast are all paid by our listeners, our very nice listeners who donate. And there is still a donation button on the page, and it's just $2 a month. If you listen to this podcast or any of the other Twit podcasts or all of them, it's still just
$2. Now, is that going to cost me any money?
No, that does not come out of Dick's pocket.
Okay.
Although PayPal does get their cut. But no, we do appreciate that. And that pays for things like the equipment that we use to record it and the website and everything. How do you know your website? Who's your website with, Dick? How do you pay for your website?
My website is Network Solutions.
And it just comes out of your pocket.
It just comes out of my pocket. Yeah. And you know, everybody kept saying, put some Google ads on there. So I did. I have a few Google ads. But, you know, as you know, and I was flabbergasted earlier when you said that you take care of you post all your own stuff. And I do the same. And it's hypnotic. You end up spending hours working on the website. And
don't start a blog or you'll really be sorry.
No, no blogs.
If you ever want to do a blog, let me know because I have a very good the volume.
Are you doing are you doing a blog also?
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen my blog? Yeah, I have a blog. I have everything.
Now, you don't take the most impressive thing. I've mentioned this before. Most impressive thing I ever saw was the day you were out on my boat with your cell phone shooting pictures.
Yeah, that goes to the blog. Yeah.
And you're still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Leo, you can look at it right now. Go to leoville.vox, VOX.com. This is the company I think if you ever set up a blog, this is the way to go. It's free.
Leoville.com.
Leoville.vox, VOX.com.
Oh, .vox.
Or you can go to leoville.com/blog. That's okay, too.
And where's Vox come from?
That's the provider, the software provider.
Okay.
It's a new blogging system called VOX Vox, and I really love it.
Wow.
But anyway, or go to leoville.com/blog.
There you are. Okay.
See, and that's yesterday.
The life of Leo.
That picture with me and Alex Lindsay, that's yesterday from the camera phone. So there's always stuff on there. In fact, the next time I see you, I will bring the phone and we'll take some pictures on the boat.
Unbelievable.
You see what I'm saying? You should do this. People would love to know the life.
Oh, my God.
The life of a gadget guy.
No.
Does Mad Magazine have a blog? Mad Magazine should have a blog.
No.
Alfred E. Newman needs a blog.
Oh, God.
Who would write that?
Who would?
No one.
I'm afraid no one, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm doing this, and I do the Powerboat Magazine. I do the meds.
You don't have time.
I don't have time.
You don't
have time. I think you work more than I do.
I don't know if that's true. As you know, and as you've complained several times, I actually take vacations.
Yeah, that annoys me no end. No, it does.
It bugs him. I don't understand why.
Anyway, I just got back from Vegas, by the way.
Okay.
And someone wrote in and said, you're a boater. No boating gadgets? Well, I'll test it this weekend, but I was out in Vegas for the Marine Aftermarket Accessories Show.
Yes.
For gadgets you can put on a boat after you buy a boat.
After the market.
Aftermarket means it doesn't come from the factory on the boat. So it's saying accessories you can add. And I have it sitting on my desk. I haven't tried it yet. The self-inflating key buoy.
So if the keys fall off the boat, the buoy inflates.
Yeah.
I got it. See?
Yeah, okay.
That's a good idea. But I like that.
Does it work? I have to go down the Hudson and find out.
Well, that's the thing. You've got to test these.
That's an upcoming podcast.
You know, you could just do it in the tub.
Well, I probably will now that you mention it.
You don't have to go to the boat. Just throw it in the tub.
See, I put too much into my... You know the shortcuts.
Yes, as a veteran.
You're not going to... I have news to you. You're not going to lose your keys in the tub. You know, you're not going to go get a big net. I know my keys are down there somewhere.
Hey, I want to thank...
Leo.
I want to thank Paul Minshall, because we didn't give him credit yesterday.
Oh.
Paul Minshall from Vancouver I presume Vancouver, British Columbia, who sent us the Daily Gizwiz jingle that we love so very much. Should we play it one more time?
Yeah, we'll play it one more time as we go out. And,
actually, I think we should do it all the time from now on.
Okay, whatever. You're the one with the control panel.
I have the buttons. And yes, our gadget of the day, which was about 4 hours ago, was... What was it? I forgot.
It was the Logitech G15
gaming keyboard.
But yes. It has been discontinued.
Oh, no.
Since we started the podcast.
Oh, no. It was brand new when we started.
It was brand new when we started. But now you can find it on eBay. No. Okay.
The only podcast that lasts the life cycle of the gadget that we talk about. This is available now. And actually,
I'm looking
at it on your website, and it looks really cool. I think I would
It is cool.
All right. Hey, thank you,
Okay,
Dick.
So thanks. I'll be here. Stick that where you want it.
I've been told I can't say Tuvalu like Tuvalu anymore because it's pronounced Tuvalu.
Tuvalu. Did the guy send you the sound bite?
From Tuvalu?
With the voice saying how to say it?
No. Oh, that's
Tuvalu. There's a little downloadable wave file. Yeah, I know.
I'll stick it in here so that everybody knows how to pronounce Tuvalu.
Tuvalu.
But I still can say it makes its own gravy. Tuvalu.
And jingle.
And I'll be here. Now the jingle.
Now the jingle.
Now.
Okay. Okay. I'll be here.
It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.